What was total agreement in the Senate on drug treatment has stalled in the state assembly. Efforts to pull the bill from committee before the session ended were stymied by Assembly Speaker John Gard. He said people would perceive the bill as weakening mandatory drug penalties.
Somebody in some neighborhood in this state is going to be really unhappy because their family was the victim of a crime committed by somebody who should have been in jail.
Representative Mark Pocan of Madison says lawmakers should not be afraid to vote for the Addicted Offenders Accountability Act, which deals only with nonviolent drug and substance abuse criminals.
There's no Willie Horton. There's no weakening of drug penalties. You know, I'm afraid sometimes people just don't read things that we have before us. All this does would allow counties to have the possibility to get some federal grant monies to try this.
Those who favored the bill said it would save prison costs and improve the lives of inmates devastated by drugs. Opponents disliked the emphasis on treatment over punishment and said there would need to be objective oversight of the program before it could possibly pass. They wanted a state agency like the Audit Bureau to evaluate whether the treatment programs worked or not, instead of reports from those running the programs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.